Breakfast and Coffee, and this podcast will focus on children's books relating to mathematical computation. The book, How the Second Grade Got $8,205.50 to Visit the Statue of Liberty, was written by Nathan Zimmelman and illustrated by Bill Slavin. It was published by Albert Whitman and Company. The book is written in the voice of Susan Olson, the treasurer of the second grade at Newton Barnaby School. On the first page, Susan writes, "The second grade collected 2 tons of all kinds of paper, for which we were paid $30 by Mr. Abner Carmody, recycler of everything." On the second page, Susan lists the second grade's expenses, and then writes, "Profit. The old newspaper, cardboard boxes, and all kinds of paper drive has made a profit of $13. We are practically on our way." The book continues in a similar fashion, with Susan recording the different ways the second grade class earned money, and then listing the different expenses that diminished their earnings, and calculating the profit at the end of the task. Near the end of the book, Susan begins to worry that with all of the expenses piling up, the second grade will never earn enough money to get to the Statue of Liberty. However, this book has a surprise ending that will leave readers laughing and excited about how the second grade's plan worked out at the last minute. The illustrations in this book are diverse and funny, and complement the text, which is written exactly how one might imagine a second grader would speak if asked about earning money. Teachers could use How the Second Grade Got $8,205.50 to Visit the Statue of Liberty in different lesson contexts. Because the book uses addition and subtraction to find sums and differences, teachers might read it to introduce a lesson on simple math calculations. This book might also be used in a lesson on word problems, and on distinguishing between necessary and unnecessary information. The book is essentially a giant word problem, with Susan calculating different sums and differences throughout. Sections of the text might be used to create a worksheet where students must decide which information is necessary to solve the problem, and then create simple addition or subtraction sentences to calculate how much money the second grade earned. The possibilities for this book are varied, and the silly illustrations and adorable text will make students excited to read it. Another book that might be used to introduce simple addition is Each Orange Had 8 Slices by Paul Giganti. This book isn't as advanced or involved as How the Second Grade Got $8,205.50 to Visit the Statue of Liberty, but provides many opportunities on each page for younger students to add. The reader might even add his or her own questions to the ones already posed on the page, thereby incorporating subtraction problems into the book as well. Again, these pages might also be adapted into worksheet form for students to practice addition or subtraction facts. Computation books are great to incorporate into lessons, because not only do they allow teachers to connect literature to mathematics instruction, but they also provide children with concrete, real-world examples of how math can be found in everyday life.